records or invoices as required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws. To this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The afternoon main news bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. ECZ warns against misuse of campaign regalia in Chawama and Kasama by elections. PEP decries delayed maize payments and calls for interest compensation. In foreign news, Iran medics describe overwhelmed hospitals as protests enter second week. And in sports, Sakala reviews target prior to Copa Queens WAFCON squad. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Government says it is focused on building a clean, healthy, productive and resilient environment in Zambia. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Siyalubalo, says the government is committed to ensuring that surroundings are kept clean, especially in communities. Mr. Siyalubalo has since challenged Lusaka residents to inculcate a spirit of cleanness by throwing garbage at designated places. The minister said this when he handed over 10 tractors to the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company for the purpose of collecting garbage in Lusaka City. Mr. Siyalubalo further challenged the company against delaying the process of collecting garbage, as doing so frustrates government efforts to clean the city. The tractor procured at a cost of 14.8 million kwacha by his ministry will be distributed to all the 7 constituencies of Lusaka, in line with government's agenda and intervention of contributing to improved service delivery and environmental protection. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has cautioned political parties, candidates and campaign teams participating in the Chawama parliamentary by-elections and the Kasama mayoral by-elections to strictly comply with laws governing the use of campaign regalia. In a statement issued ahead of the Chawama parliamentary by-elections scheduled for January 15, 2026, the Commission expressed concern over reports that some political parties and individuals not contesting in the Chawama seat are allegedly engaging in campaign activities using party regalia, symbols or colors that do not belong to participating parties or candidates. According to ECZ, such actions have the potential to confuse voters and undermine order and fairness in the electoral process. The Commission cited Section 2 of the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2016, which defines campaign materials, party of candidate manifestos, advertisements, billboards, posters, t-shirts, cloth or any other material depicting party colors, symbols, designs or pictorial images of a candidate. The ECZ further referenced Section 89(1)(n) of the Act, which prohibits a candidate from using any symbol in the course of an election other than one officially allocated to them. The Commission has since urged all stakeholders involved in the ongoing campaigns in Chawama and Kasama to conduct their activities in accordance with the law to ensure peaceful, credible and orderly elections. The Zambia Union of Professional Educators, ZUPED, has urged teachers to join the trade union whose mandate is to take care of the welfare of teachers. ZUPED Secretary General Moka Sibeta has stated that the union will empower its members with land to ensure they are not destitute. He has stated that the union will also be providing loans and salary advances to its members. Mr. Sibeta revealed that the incentives are meant to protect union members from being victims of poverty and loan sharks.
So we've said no, our members first of all should have access to land, thereafter housing units, and where possible, instead of them providing markets to Shylocks and these other lending institutions. We've taken it upon ourselves to make sure that teachers or our members come to borrow from us, because that's their money and they pay back at no interest at all. By so doing, we believe we'll be building up the financial capacity of our teachers, and so they'll be able to address or attend to their daily needs. Our main mandate as a trade union is actually to represent our members before the employer during the bargaining processes, to lobby for improved conditions of service. Okay, but we go an extra mile to provide certain incentives to our members to make life better for them.
In our agriculture segment, Patriots for Economic Progress PEP President Sean Tembo has expressed disappointment over government's failure to fully pay farmers for maize supplied in June and July 2025, despite assurances from President Hage Geingob that all outstanding payments would be settled by January 10, 2026. According to Mr. Tembo, feedback gathered by PEP from farmers across several provinces indicates that fewer than half of those owed have received their payments. He says the situation is deeply disappointing, especially because they received direct personal assurances from the president himself on several occasions, including during a recent rally in Choma. Mr. Tembo stressed that the office of the Republican president should be one of integrity and reliability, arguing that commitments made by the head of state must be trusted by citizens. He also dismissed explanations from some government officials, including the acting Minister of Finance, who have blamed delayed payments on slow processing by commercial banks.
A wage that comes from the Republican president should be a wage that people and citizens across the country should rely on. When the Republican president says something, it should mean something. As the case is, we have seen the various parallel excuses